We're all using less cash. Predictions about the cashless economy vary. But one thing is for certain, we are using cash less and less. And I reckon if you just look at your own life, the radical reduction in cash is quite a thing. Australia is among the top cashless economies in the world, with more than half of our transactions actually happening without money. We don't actually hold much money, as much money as we used to. But there are some transactions that do rely on having cash to give. Think of people asking for money on the street, buskers, charities. Those people still need money and they're often asking for real tangible money. Dr. David Tuffley is a senior lecturer in applied ethics and socio-technical studies at Griffith University and joins us to explain what will happen to all of those people and organisations. Dr. Tuffley, first, let's put the cashless economy into perspective. How far do you think it will go and what impact will it have on, say, you know, somebody? I walk past quite a few beggars on my way to work. What will happen to them?
Well, hi, Patricia. Yes, look, there's been quite a lot of talk about this, hasn't there? And what I've found in looking into this is that while we are moving towards a more cashless society, it's very unlikely that we'll go all the way to being a totally cash-free society. And that'll be for a couple of reasons. Mainly because there'll always be some people, like the ones you mentioned, but also, you know, other vendors that don't accept electronic payments, you know, and people like the idea, I think. I think there's something a bit instinctive in people. They like to have a bit of cash in their pocket. It is going to be useful. And while, you know, it might be 50-50 cashless to electronic to cash at the moment, and it might go to 60-40, it might go to 70-30, but I can't really see it going all the way to, you know, 100% cashless. It might stop at 20-80.
Okay, but if you've got then, okay, you've got 20-80, let's go with that scenario because it seems like a, you know, a understandable figure to me. That 20 is just for cash transactions. Will that mean psychologically that people just hold back on how what they use that on because they want to spend it on themselves rather than charities or giving to maybe a homeless person? Because that could be a consequence, couldn't it, if you've got a real reduction in that sort of disposable cash you've got in your wallet?
I think it'll be the other way, actually. I think that people will just have a certain amount of cash on them in their wallet, in their purse, some change in their pocket, and you know, it'll just stay there until they need it. It probably won't be a lot, but then they won't need a lot. And it probably just means that if you encounter somebody on the street and you know, consider them somebody you'd like to give some money to, then, you know, in all likelihood, people will still have, many people, I won't say everybody, but, you know, many people, I think, will still have some money on them. So, you know, I think it would only be a problem if we went all the way to being a cashless society.
How about the option of bumping phones eventually with almost anyone to transfer money? Is it ever a realistic scenario that really poor people suffering on the streets would have phones to be able to bump with somebody who's willing to share some money with them? Is that a realistic scenario, or do you think still that would be real money that's shared with people in need?
It's certainly technologically feasible to do that, but at a social level, I think a lot of people, at least today, would have a bit of a problem with the idea of, you know, transferring funds that way. They would probably think, well, if this person has got a piece of high technology like I've got, then they don't really need my money. They may well need that money, and they may well have, you know, got a cheap phone, but I think it would cause people to hold back. But, you know, the trend these days, there are now well over a billion smartphones in the world, and people in developing countries that didn't have smartphones before are now accessing them. They're quite cheap, the ones that they're accessing. So it is actually becoming something pretty common. And so I think in a couple of years, 5 to 10 years, it probably won't be seen as being anything all that unusual to see someone, even a homeless person perhaps, with a piece of technology like that. As hard as that might seem to people at the moment, these things are becoming so sort of pervasive around us that, it'll probably just become part of the urban landscape, I reckon.
Many thanks for your time tonight, David. You've certainly reassured me. I have been wondering about this for a long time. Thank you so much. That's Dr. David Tuffley, a senior lecturer in applied ethics and socio-technical studies at Griffith University, saying we're never going to be fully cashless, and he thinks even people might become more generous with the remaining money they have, particularly to people who are really, really poor and suffering on the streets who do need our help and I don't know about you, but I certainly throw out money to people like that. And I'm getting texts as well, still on that refugee issue that we've been discussing about tonight. A couple of text messages on that. Hello, Patricia. It's laughable, this whole debate about the illiterate refugees. The listener who said that we should wait until we have full employment could just as well have said we should wait until the 12th of never, because that's likely to come sooner. Whatever happened to compassion? We are a rich first world country. Can't we open our doors to these unfortunate people? Let's just try it, says Rhonda from Canberra.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.